This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week
from the BBC.
大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目《你问我答》。每期节目，我们都会回答朋友们发送来的一个问题。上海的 Lizzie 提出了一个和形容词比较级用法相关的问题，请 Alice 代读。
This is Lizzie from Shanghai, China.I notice that whenever a native speaker of English describes something with an adjective, then the contrary adjective would follow, and it will appear in the comparative form. Take small, for example. This car is small for me. I need a bigger one. This shirt is small. I can't put it on. I need a larger one. Can't we just say, I need a big, large one? Looking forward to your reply.Best regards, Lizzie.
谢谢 Lizzie, 这个问题很有意思。这是外国人学英语的时候经常会犯的一个错误，而且往往说错了还意识不到。那本期节目呢，我们就一起来把这个问题掰开揉碎的看一看，推敲一下 Lizzie 列举的两个句子里为什么要使用 bigger 和 larger。第一句 ,This car is small for me. 这个车对我来说小。设定了前提。那小怎么办呢？必然是需要一个大一点的。I need a bigger one. 这里的 bigger 实际上相对的是 too small. 这样理解的话，这句话完整的说应该是
This car is too small for me. I need a bigger one.
如果把这句话里的形容词比较级换成原形 big, 那听上去就是
This car is small for me. I need a big one.
这句话的意思是这辆车小，我需要一辆大车。但大车到底是什么概念呢？是五人座还是七人座还是更大的车？也许讲话的人自己知道他所说的大车是什么车，但是别人并不清楚。可是如果说 a bigger car 就有了一个明确的参照物，相对太小的这辆车而言是更大一点的车。第二句话也是同一个道理。This shirt is too small. I can't put it on. 这件衬衣太小，我穿不上。注意，我给原句加上了一个表示程度的副词 too, 表示太小的太。这是因为一般情况下英国人都会这么说。This shirt is too small. I can't put it on. 这件衬衣太小怎么办呢？当然是换一件大一些的。所以后半句就是 I need a larger one. 这和第一个例句的思维逻辑是一样的。设想你到商店去买衣服，你跟售货员说我要一件大的，人家必然得问你多大才合适，是大号还是特大号。那你就会指着手里拿的这件衣服说 I want a bigger one than the one I have just tried on. 比我刚才试的这件再大一点的。这就是暗含的比较。是有参照物的比较，所以要使用形容词的比较级 larger。我们再把这句话完整听一遍。
This shirt is too small. I can't put it on. I need a larger one.
所以呢，在决定是不是需要用形容词的比较级时，要考虑两点：有没有参照物，是不是跟在太怎么样这个副词的后面。下面我们做一个练习。设想你去商店买自行车，手里只有500块钱，那么任何超过500元的车子对你来说都是太贵了。这个太贵怎么表达？接着你又会怎样去跟服务员询问？请听对话。
Hi, this is our latest model with 8 gears.
How much is it?
800 yuan.
Oh, that's too expensive for me. Do you have anything cheaper, below 500 yuan?
Yes, we do. How about this one? It is quite popular with young people of your age. It's only 200.
Well, I do want something cheaper, but not that cheap. It looks like it's for kids.
I'm sorry. Let me find you another one.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
我前面说过了，如果该用比较级的时候你却用了形容词的原形，那很可能造成讲话失误或者引起对方不愉快。使用得当呢，又会让对方感到愉悦。请听下面的对话，看你能不能听出来 为什么 Lucy 道歉并纠正了自己。
So, do you cycle to work?
Yes, it's much cheaper than taking the tube.
It's good exercise too.
Do you cycle?
I used to. I once competed in the London Sky Ride, and I won the second prize.
Wow, I didn't know you were so good at sports when you were young.
Do you mean I'm old now?
Sorry, Simon. What I meant to say was when you were younger.
Ha ha, I'm only joking.
Lucy 说话不小心，用了 when you were young， 意思是在你年轻的时候，含义是 Simon 现在老了。所以当 Simon 反问我现在老了吗的时候，哦 ，Lucy 马上道歉并纠正了自己，她把 young 改成了 younger， 意思是你更为年轻的时候，谈话的气氛呢立刻就不一样了。啊，实际上呢，我经常听到中国学生犯类似的毛病。虽然这不是一个语法上的错误，但是从人的心理上来说嘛，很多人都不愿意听到别人说自己老了，所以这是一个社交礼节上的常识。由此可见，形容词比较级的使用也很微妙啊。好了，今天就讲到这儿，别忘了有问题随时联系我们 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk 再次感谢 Lizzie 的问题，也感谢各位收听，我是杨丽，下次的你问我答节目再会。
Question and answer of the week
from the BBC